Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now, Caitlin Lynch and Lance Miller meet online and start a relationship. Caitlin eventually asks Lance Miller to move in with her and her children. 3 weeks after the move, the couple argues while they're running errands, and Lance Miller shoots Caitlin in the chest. With Caitlin Lynch dying in the passenger seat, Miller takes off, leading Ohio cops on a chase that ends in Tennessee.
Nancy, Miller was out on bond for charges stemming from a car chase in Oklahoma at the time of the murder. Ohio cops initially responded to reports of a shooting and determined Miller had kidnapped Lynch after shooting her, then used a bolo to locate Miller and force him to stop. Lynch, 36, was pronounced dead when officers discovered her in Miller's car.
Lance Miller, 32, charged with murder, kidnap, abuse of a corpse, and evading cops. Kenneth Jones, a United Airline pilot, becomes increasingly frustrated by the long line to get out of long-term parking at the Denver airport. Jones complains, but attendants just tell him exit issues are common when parkers don't have the right permit. Jones takes matters into his own hands. He pulls an axe from his trunk and starts chopping the gate arm so drivers can get out. Airport employees wrestle away the axe. Jones, 63, cuffed for criminal mischief. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
After a shooting at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill that left one faculty member dead and forced an hour-long lockdown during a search for the culprit, police now still looking for both the weapon and a reason for the attack. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Officials announced at a press conference that the suspect in Monday's shooting at a science building in the center of the campus's flagship university was apprehended around an hour and a half after gunshots were first reported. It's still not clear whether the perpetrator and the victim were acquainted, and neither have been officially identified. There are no formal charges as of yet. According to UNC Police Chief Brian James, it was just after 1 p.m. that police responded to a 911 call reporting gunfire at Caudill Labs. 2 minutes later, an emergency alert went out and sirens began to sound, leading students and employees to barricade themselves in the restrooms, classrooms, and gyms out of fear. James added that when police arrived at the lab building, they discovered a faculty member who had been shot to death. According to the chief, police detained the suspect shortly after 2:30 p.m. based on witness information. Chief James declined to provide more information regarding the arrest, but our friends at WRAL-TV say the suspect was caught in a residential area close to the college.
At last report, there were no additional injuries or deaths in Monday's attack. Police in New York City say that two parents and their two young children, ages 1 and 3, have been found fatally stabbed inside their Manhattan apartment. Just before 3 p.m. Monday, police responding to a wellness check call on the Upper West Side discovered the little boys' bodies beside those of a 41-year-old man and a 40-year-old woman. Investigators reported that the toddlers both had body wounds and the adults had neck injuries. First responders at the scene determined all four were dead. Firefighters assisted police in breaking into the apartment after finding that the door was locked. Police are now looking into the possibility that the killings were the result of a murder-suicide. The victims' names weren't immediately made public. Now to Florida, as we're learning the suspect in the weekend shooting at a Jacksonville Dollar General once worked at another area dollar store, the perpetrator apparently stopping at a nearby Family Dollar before driving to the site of Saturday's attack. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters, the shooter worked at a Dollar Tree from October 2021 to July 2022. In security video, you can see the man entering a Family Dollar store and exiting a short time later holding a small shopping bag. Sheriff Waters says that as soon as the shooter reached his car, a security officer arrived in the parking lot and the suspect quickly drove away. Waters thinks the presence of the guard stopped him. According to Waters, it looked like the shooter was ready to act at the Family Dollar, but had grown impatient. A few minutes later, the shooter entered the Dollar General in the primarily black Newtown neighborhood where he shot and killed 3 people. The shooter then took his own life. Officials have revealed the name of the shooter. They say he was 21-year-old Brian Palmiter, who authorities say was armed and prepared to attack black people. Authorities claim that during the assault, Palmiter contacted his father, asking him to enter his room and look at his computer. According to Sheriff Waters, a journal that Palmiter's father discovered in his son's room was, quote, the diary of a madman who openly expressed his hatred of black people. The family called the police, but by then the shooting had already started.
Killed in the attack were 52-year-old Uber driver Angela Michelle Carr, 19-year-old store employee A.J. Laguerre, and 29-year-old customer Jared Gallion.
Michelle Parker heads to daycare to pick up her tot twins. She drops them off with their dad, Dale Smith Jr., before she heads to her job. When Parker does not pick up her older son after school, then doesn't show up to work, police are called. Parker's car is found across town, her phone recovered from a lake months later. It's now been 12 years. The investigation starts with dad, Dale Smith Jr., since he's the last to see Parker. The couple have a volatile history, including an appearance on the People's Court to settle a dispute over Parker's engagement ring. The episode was slated to air the day Parker went missing. In the last days, investigators search Dale Smith Sr.'s yard for any trace of Parker. They come up empty-handed. If you have info on Michelle Parker, please call Orlando PD 407-246-2979. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.